Aircheckdownloads.com.
Had a wake, Sun FM at 8:14. What is love on this Friday, the 15th today? Cold and frosty all day today, I'm afraid. It's going to be dry, though. Sun up this morning in about 10 minutes' time. Although it looks a fairly nice sunrise this morning. Did you get a photo of it? Beautiful sky. But it means very cold all day with a clear sky. Nothing falling from it today. No rain, no sleet, no snow. But what did fall yesterday is probably rock solid. So be very careful, for goodness sake. And I'll tell you soon how you can get away from this awful weather and maybe get yourself a holiday later this year. Now, you're probably thinking, I don't think I'm going to book a holiday later this year. I can't afford it. Well, we've got our 1K payday where we could maybe give you £1,000 this afternoon. So get yourself in the draw for that. But there's news this morning that the holiday companies like Hays Travel, Dawson and Sanderson and whatever are actually getting a lot of bookings. But it's the over 50s who assume that they will be immune because the government have promised to vaccinate over 50s. Everybody by the end of March. In fact, TUI said that half of all their bookings are the over 50s. They say the confidence is growing and it's the grey pound which is booking holidays. In fact, National Express for staycations said that their bookings last week were up by 185% for this spring and summer from the over 50s who assumed that their lives will be back to normal after March. Let's hope so. We all need something to look forward to, don't we? But if you don't have the cash, we've got a grand today on our 1K payday. Details after Joel Corry. Sun FM at 8:18 from Sunderland. This is Simon Grundy in the morning for the whole of Wearside and County Durham. So thanks for listening and making the show number one in the radio ratings, as we call them. Now, traffic from Andy Hilbert in a moment on a day that's got a yellow ice warning, I'm afraid. So it could be rock solid, anything that fell from the sky yesterday. So do be very, very careful. Any trouble, Andy's got that for you because Sarah's got a long weekend. It's 0191-548-6767. Although you're going to need a different number, not our usual phoning number, if you'd like to play our Friday 1K payday. The Friday payday. Yep, somebody's going to get an extra payday in January. Only if you get yourself in the draw for our 1K payday. Just like Helen O'Brien, last Friday was our first winner of the year. We found out last Friday that she's a paramedic. And she's got a grand in her account that she didn't have at this time last Friday. So all you need to do is get in the draw, and you never know, it might be you. Spend it on a holiday later this year, maybe. Or on the essentials. Whatever you want to spend it on to have a grand in your account extra this month would be amazing, wouldn't it? So just text the word payday and speed text our number 84915 and you're in the draw. That's all you got to do. We will reply straight away to say that you're in the draw. And fingers crossed, keep your phone on because we'll probably ring you this afternoon after four if you're chosen at random as the winner from everybody that's entered. So get in that draw and hopefully it'll be you that gets chosen as the winner because it is a draw. So open your phone app where you send texts or iMessages and at the top stick in our number 84915 where the name normally goes and then underneath the message just has to have one word. Six letters, payday. P-A-Y-D-A-Y to tell us that you'd like a payday. And send it to 84915. Very best of luck to you. I hope we get in touch this afternoon.
Text costs £1.50 plus standard network charge and you're playing across the nation broadcasting network.
Jason Derulo at Sun FM at almost half eight, 8:28 in fact, and I'll take you dancing. And he's in the showbiz today saying that it's absolutely fine for people to want a career on TikTok. Well, he does have 33 million followers on the platform. And for every video that he posts, apparently he gets £50,000. There's a job if you can get it from Jason Derulo. It's unbelievable, that. Now, in the sport today, AFC Wimbledon, Sunderland tomorrow at the Stadium of Light, of course, with a 1 o'clock kickoff, so don't miss it. If you've got your streaming pass, it's at 1 o'clock tomorrow, and we're 10th in the league. They are 21st. And also, congratulations to a record 7 first-team Sunderland players who've confirmed themselves as ambassadors for the Foundation of Light. Bailey Wright, Luke O'Nien, Grant Ledbetter, Lyndon Gooch, Aidan O'Brien, and Dion Sanderson, all supporting the Foundation of Light, which is brilliant. Well done, lads. And in other sport, Arsenal were held to a nil-nil draw at Crystal Palace. Bit of a boring game last night in the Premier League, and the amount of fans being able to watch the Euros this summer is being discussed. Whether they be full stadiums, empty stadiums, or anywhere in between, they do want the tournament to go ahead this year. And the FA and the Football League and the Premier League and the EFL and WSL have released a joint statement. Did you hear this yesterday? Urging clubs to tell their players to still be COVID safe. Everybody's become a bit complacent, I reckon, because managers are shaking hands, not bumping fists or elbows. Players are hugging when they score a goal, swapping shirts, all this kind of stuff. They said that they wouldn't do that if they were allowed to start playing last summer, and it's all got a bit complacent. So they say, come on, play the game when you're playing the game. And there's today's showbiz. And today's Grundy Goer, the horses, is Star of James, Southall this afternoon at 5 o'clock. That Star of James yesterday's was a winner. From Sunderland, this is Sun FM. This is Simon Grundy in the morning. Just gone 8:30. Artful Dodger, Craig David. Now on the roads this morning, a yellow warning for ice. Do be careful. The Washington Highway, the 182 through Washington, is particularly slow this morning. Just people going to the conditions, hopefully. And also 183 into Sunderland, Chester Road. That's quite busy as well at some of the junctions. The Broadway there, there's some roadworks there, I think. Isn't that gas work? Anyway, let me know if there's trouble anywhere, really. We know that there's a road closure on Tyneside. It's, in fact, the coast road, the 1058, because of a few incidents and vehicles skidding out of control. I think they've actually closed it because it's actually just too dangerous. They need it gritting. So if roads that you know haven't been gritted, even the ones that have might be a little bit icy this morning. Also, to the Southwick roundabout, the 1290 Queens Road, westbound still closed because of the burst water main. And also southbound on the A19, if you're heading towards Stockton, the Tees flyover is partially blocked because of a broken down vehicle there. Anything else? It's Sunderland 548-6767 on a very icy day. So a yellow warning for ice all day, even though it's going to be fairly clear. No rain, sleet or snow today, thankfully. And it's going to be just 2 degrees. At the moment, everywhere is below.
On FM.
On your phone.
And on your smart speaker.
With the latest news for Wearside and County Durham.
This is Sun FM.
Well, I'm starting with the weather first. It's very cold and icy.
Aircheckdownloads.com.